Find, remember, some music for our little pioneer roundup. This is the best I can do for a little bit. You should read can you read the opening line of the release? Do you have it there?
Calling all little pioneers.
There you go.
On Saturday, February 27th, Elyria Schools is hosting the Little Pioneer Roundup Registration Fair at Elyria High School.
That must be a big moment for that. We have with us Amy Higgins from Elyria Public Schools joining us this morning. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well, thanks. I like the music.
Right, sure. Yeah, and the kids will come, and it even says that they get their very own Petey Pioneer cap and some other fun
yes,
items. So you kind of give a good first impression to these young future students, right?
Oh, we do. This has actually become somewhat of a tradition. We've held the Little Pioneer Roundup for the last several years. And, of course, last year things looked different. A lot of online registrations, which is fine, too, and that's still an option. But the Little Pioneer Roundup is a really good opportunity for parents to actually sit down with our registrars and go through the paperwork together in person. Sometimes that kind of stuff can be a little daunting, a little tedious. And so they're the experts in that. They take them through parents through the process. And meanwhile, we have little activities and snacks and things like that for the kids. And everybody goes home then with a nice little keepsake, like a Petey Pioneer coonskin cap and a couple other little fun things and books and whatnot.
Tell me a little bit about what people need to bring for this process so it goes smoothly.
Yes, it's essential that parents bring an ID, so a driver's license would suffice. Also, their child's birth certificate, their immunization records, two proofs of residency, so something like a utility bill or a rent receipt, and proof of custody if that's necessary.
So that just obviously knows that this is the parent or guardian for that student which they're registering. Now, you say this is for preschool and kindergarten. So what ages are they at registering their children at this point?
So if they're registering for preschool, your child can be anywhere from 3 to 5 years old by September 30th. And if you're registering your child for our all-day kindergarten program, then your child will have turned 5 by September 30th. So both of our programs receive high accolades. The preschool program is the Step Up to Quality 5-star rated, which is the top rating that you can receive by the state for a preschool setting. And then kindergarten has been going strong in the Elyria schools in an all-day setting for more than a decade now. So tried and true programs, very well received by parents for many, many years, and parents won't be disappointed.
Amy, you've opened some new schools in recent years. Do parents and or students have an opportunity to check out those new facilities?
You know, we are very hopeful that we can start opening the schools up this summer for tours, the new schools. We've done some virtual tours that are on our Elyria Schools Pioneer TV YouTube page. Parents can do virtual walkthroughs of those schools. We're not doing that right now, obviously, with the restrictions with COVID, and we don't permit visitors in the buildings right now. But we are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel and very hopeful that that will change over the summer. We'll be able to open up the new buildings the way they should be, not just for parents of incoming students, but also for the community to see these new beautiful spaces.
We're talking today with Amy Higgins from Elyria City Schools. Do you have a 2040 welcome class of 2040 banner up at all or something? Right? This I'm just trying to look ahead, but I just try to think. You get kids that are in for kindergarten like that, and you kind of think, wow, well, they graduate. This is how far into the future. It's going to be. Sometimes you measure time a little bit by those kids, but that really moves fast for anybody who has students. They get through those classes, and they're graduating before you know it, but it's good to get them a good start. And, again, signing them up for the Little Pioneer Roundup, again, at Elyria High School 9:30 until 11:30 on Saturday morning. Tell me a little bit about this PD podcast. I've talked to you off the air a little bit about that. You've said this thing. This is sort of a new thing. I like saying PD pod. Craig, are you familiar with a PD pod?
Oh, yeah.
PD pod.
I'm on board.
Okay. All right.
This is.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. It's a lot of fun. We find a lot of ways to reach out to not just our students and parents and staff, but to the community broadly. And PD Podcast is our new venture that is really a lot of fun. We launched it about a month ago. And, not everybody's a podcast fan. And some people have never tried listening to podcasts. But personally, I find them a lot of fun. I like listening to them. I like listening to the casual banter and learning something along the way. And that's really how ours is set up. It's interesting topics with interesting people from Elyria Schools, not necessarily people who are employees there, although we do have a lot of great episodes so far with strategies and tips from our internal experts on various topics. But we're also talking to alumni and students and community members in general about topics that have to do with education and or just a general topic that that somebody has an interest in. For instance, we just recently interviewed one of our former students, and you know her well because she was on your Scholastic Games, but Nicole Kostrin, who is now an attorney out in California, and she was just recently a champion on Jeopardy. So we're kind of putting out a casting call to all pioneers out there to let us know how you're making your mark in the world. And we've had some fun with that, a lot of fun, actually, and have some more shows lined up that that take us down that path.
One of the shows or things you have related to this roundup is School Days, Building a Foundation Through Preschool. Who did you speak with on that topic?
We spoke to our resident guru on preschool, and that's Jackie Plantner. Jackie is the preschool director of Elyria Schools, and she has vast experience in early education, specializing in preschool. We talked to her about the things that students learn in preschool, the skills that they have to know before they go on to kindergarten. It was actually a really fascinating conversation and lots of fun. Yesterday, we taped an interview with Superintendent Schloss that we're sending out later today, where it's kind of a state of the schools in a sense. We're not calling it that, but you know, it was this time last year that that I was sitting down with Superintendent Schloss to talk about our state of the schools, and we were scheduled to launch that at the second board meeting in March, and then COVID hit. So, this was a great conversation and basically a roundup of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going.
Amy Higgins joining us this morning. If people want to see some things about those podcasts or your YouTube's page, I guess you'd go to that, or where's a good source to kind of centralize on what's happening with the schools?
Well, we have all of these links and information on our website at elyriaschools.org. Folks can also find us at Elyria City Schools on Facebook and Elyria Schools on Twitter, where we post all of our newsletters, our paper, our links to videos, our podcasts. And you can find PD Podcast on buzzsprout.com. You can also find it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the places that you would typically find podcasts.
That's great. And again, the Little Pioneer Roundup is coming up at the Elyria High School 9:30 in the morning to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. And you can find out more on the website as well about things to need and also get the kids registered. And it's hard to sometimes think about that far into the next year when you're still just trying to start part of this year's school season. But you always got to look ahead. That's the way things work with the schools. There's a new group of kids coming in, right?
Yes, and I think parents are really looking forward to next school year because we're hoping for some sense of a return to normalcy. So we're just as excited about that, too. So it's fun to talk about next year already.
Right. You almost make me you make me feel that I miss all the yellow school buses that are driving around in traffic in the morning that I don't see as much.
I know.
This year.
We do.
They'll be, they'll be coming back, sure. Amy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, as always. I appreciate
it. Great. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Amy Higgins joining us this morning from Elyria City Schools.